Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Reverend James Manning. Find out the new developments with the Secret Service and CIA. That's how they declared themselves, visiting him. He has his employees as witnesses. And he has really beaten the drum to politically go after Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, as he calls him. I, you know what? If I went to an organized church, which I go to the Methodist church, I like it. My parents go. My kids go every Sunday to a Methodist church here in Austin. But, I mean, if I really went for some good sermons, it'd be some of these black churches with preachers like Reverend Manning. I mean, it's just great to listen to him. I mean, it's like Martin Luther King. They are just great speakers. I don't know what it is, I guess it's that passion. But you read about the founding fathers and the black brigades, as the pastors were called, because all major denominations were black back then. Most of them did. And just the oratory, you know, the text of the speeches they gave. We need to get back to that. I think it's that a lot of the black churches have that old time fire that is so invigorating. But he is coming up in T minus about 30 minutes. He'll be with us 33 after if we go to break at the bottom of the hour, and we've got him coming on, and Richard Reeves in studio to talk about the gun grabbing that's going on, his interview with Rick Perry, and so much more, like Deborah Medina. Really an example of how we can take this country back. Very, very exciting to see everybody getting behind her and the incredible buzz I hear everywhere. My grandmother doesn't listen to the radio show often because I talked to her. She didn't hear about Deborah Medina from me. And I find that to be interesting because she's my great-grandmother to my children. Really, my last grandparent we've got, such a precious, sweet lady. And my mother was taking her to physical therapy because she's, I don't know, 85, 86 and had polio. She's a tough lady. And so she's been on crutches since the 50s. But so she can keep walking and kicking. She's still sharp as a tack. My mother was taking her to physical therapy. Was it last Thursday? No, it was Friday, and they were stuck in traffic driving back. And my mom said, who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary coming up next month? And she said, oh, no question. I'm voting for Medina. I watched her in the debate. So it was Medina in the debate, just the straightforwardness, the knowledge, the constitutional nature. If my 80-something-year-old grandmother is going for Medina. You know, that's why I'm so torn. I'm so torn doing this radio show. I wanted to go home last night and see my children. But I had to go down there and protest. It's a responsibility I have. You know, you notice I don't do it a lot. I don't do a lot of public events. I turn down speaking engagements all over the world. Very lucrative, by the way, offers I've been given. Just because I just want to cover the news and make films, and I'm just overwhelmed. And I want to spend time with my grandmother. I want to spend time more time with my family and not spend time talking to the media and everything else. It's just but I have a responsibility, and I know that we're dealing with pure tyranny. And so I feel robbed by the New World Order, of my time, of my energy. You know, it's time that you can't ever get back. Time is the real currency. And I don't know, I'm making some decisions right now about the type of work I want to do and what I want to do in the future. And the sick thing is, the more I get attacked, the more I get lied about, the more I get demonized, it's like then it makes me even work harder. It's like I can't back off from a fight. It's that too. It's just, I just want to spend time with my grandmother. I want to spend time with my family. But I got to fight these people.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get ready for the news blitz, ladies and gentlemen. I think the most important story we're looking at is more than just a story. It's a fact of systematic, coordinated genocide. And we have it from the Club of Rome, the IMF, the World Bank, Council on Foreign Relations, countless modern eugenicists that they want to cut off industrial development to the third world that will result in untold starvation, death, and misery. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty. That's exactly what State Department Memorandum 200 said in 1973. More starvation and death guaranteed by blocking poorer countries from building coal-fired power plants. China builds, two or three a week. The United States doesn't. I mean, it's incredible. Under the proverbially fraudulent and completely corrupted justification of fighting global warming, the Obama administration has ordered the World Bank to keep developing countries underdeveloped by blocking them from coal-fired power plants, ensuring that poorer countries remain in poverty as a result of energy demands not being met. Even amidst the explosive revelations of the United Nations IPCC issuing reports on the Himalayan glaciers and the Amazon rainforest littered with incorrect data, the U.S. government has stepped up pressure, that's a quote, on the World Bank not to fund coal-fired plants in developing countries, reports the Times of India. The order was made by U.S. Executive Director of the World Bank, Whitney Debevoise, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, who represents the United Nations in considering all loans, investments, country assistance, strategy, budgets, audits, and business plans of the World Bank entities, World Bank Group entities. See, when they go into a third world country and they give them compounded interest of over 30%, where $1 billion famously in Nigeria became 40 and then 50 and 60 billion, or 2 billion in Brazil becomes 30 plus billion. When they go in there, they then make the IMF and World Bank give them our tax money, and then they're told who they can spend it with companies controlled by the IMF and World Bank. I mean, it's incredible. This is empire. This is how they operate. And it's an open secret. This is publicly admitted. That's why the Third World didn't go along with the Copenhagen Treaty, because they actually read it. And they had to make right at, it was like 49%. It was right at double. I guess that would be right at 95% above the cuts. So almost double that the United States and Europe had to make. By preventing poor nations from becoming self-sufficient and blocking them from producing their own energy, the Obama administration is ensuring that millions more will die from starvation and lack of access to hospitals and medical treatment. Not only does strangling the energy supply to poorer countries prevent adequate food distribution and lead to more starvation, but hospitals and health clinics in the third world are barely even able to operate as a result of the World Bank and other global bodies ordering them to be dependent on renewable energy supplies that are totally insufficient. A prime example appeared in the documentary, The Great Global Warming Swindle, which highlighted how a Kenyan health clinic could not operate a medical refrigerator as well as the lights at the same time because the facility was restricted to just two solar panels. There's somebody keen to kill the African dream. And the African dream is to develop, said author and economist James Shikawati. I don't see how a solar panel is going to power a steel industry. We are being told, don't touch your resources, don't touch your oil, don't touch your coal. That is suicide. And see, that's what De Beers and Oppenheimer do in Africa with a 90-plus percent, I say it's like 95% or more, total monopoly over diamonds. Almost a complete monopoly. Because they lay on the ground in Africa. They lay on the ground in Arkansas. They lay on the ground in many areas of Brazil. Alluvial. And it's the same thing. By not letting us have clean burning coal that's in Utah, by laying that off, it more than doubled the only other major clean coal deposit in China, which they're all mining. And Clinton did that. I mean, there's just millions of examples. I mean, it just goes, it's endless. I mean, it is millions of examples of how big corporations rig everything to their benefit. And they use government to do it. The program labels the idea of restricting the world's poorest people to alternative energy sources as the most morally repugnant aspect of the global warming campaign. That's the whole point of it. It's eugenics, to kill these people. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty, ladies and gentlemen. That's the article. It continues. As we have previously highlighted, the implementation of policies arising out of the fraudulent fear-mongering and biased studies of global warming is already devastating the third world, with a doubling in food prices causing mass starvation and death. Poor people around the world are being killed in large numbers by starvation as a result of climate change policy. The climate skeptic Lord Monckton told the Alex Jones Show last month, due to the huge areas of agricultural land being turned over to growth of biofuels, quote, take Haiti, where they live on mud pie with real mud, costing 3 cents each. That's what they're living on, rather they're dying on, said Monckton, relating how, when he gave a speech on the subject, the lady in the front row burst into tears and told him, I've just come back from Haiti. Now, because of the doubling in world food prices, they can't even afford the price of mud pie, and they're dying of starvation all over the place. As the National Geographic report confirmed, with food prices rising, Haiti's poorest can't afford even a daily plate of rice, and some must take desperate measures to fill their bellies by eating mud, partly as a consequence of increased global demand for biofuels. In April 2008, the World Bank President Robert Zoellick admitted that biofuels were a significant contributor to soaring food prices, a global doubling, that have led to riots in countries such as Haiti, Egypt, the Philippines, and even Italy. Now, they've got riots going on right now, the last 2 weeks in Italy. We estimate that a doubling of food prices over the last 3 years could potentially push 100 million people into low-income countries deeper into poverty, he stated. Even if we are to accept the fact that overpopulation will be a continuing problem in the third world, the very means by which poorer countries would naturally lower their birth rates, and the Royal Commission from England shows that, would be by allowing them to develop their infrastructure, is being blocked by the global institutions who craft policies designed to keep the third world in squalor and poverty. This goes to the very heart of what the real agenda behind the global warming movement really is, a Malthusian drive to keep the slaves oppressed and to prevent the most desperate people on the planet from pulling themselves out of destitution and despair. And it's even worse than what Paul Watson wrote. I mean, when you look at all the statistics and you look at what moderate decade cuts into 2022, I think it's the next 12 years, you look at those numbers, and if they make even moderate cuts, and it was right at double, just shy of double the cuts in the treaty they wanted Africa and Latin America and poorer areas of Asia to sign on to, if they made those cuts, it would conservatively kill an additional billion people. There are over 100 million people, according to the UN's own numbers, on the edge of starvation every year. More than 15 million people starve to death a year. In fact, I want to double-check that number. Guys, pull up yearly total number of people that starve to death each year. I believe it's higher than 15 million, and Lord Monting gave the numbers of how an additional 5 to 7 million starved to death the last 3 years because of the biofuels. Oh, it's so sick. Now, again, if it's a biofuel from corn that would be used for food, it's bad. There's nothing wrong with taking garbage and food refuse and turning it into biofuels. I mean, that's a good idea. And it is true that biofuels produce less toxic waste. I mean, we're not here saying that oil is completely clean, far from it. And we spend so much of our time and energy just figuring out what to do with it. You just can't make the decision to say there's too many Africans, there's too many people, we've got to cut their food off. I mean, that is just an immoral decision that I will not, in an elitist fashion, because I'm not an elitist, but these average people, and you know, people making $100,000 a year, $50,000 a year, they think they're elitist. And it's just the, oh, there it is. Every year, 15 million children die of hunger. So it's 15 million children. Throughout the 1990s, more than 100 million children will die from illness and starvation. Scroll down, though. I want to see where this website gets its facts. I don't know this particular site. Oh, they're using UNICEF numbers. Yeah, mommy. Probably accurate because that's the number I had already from the UN. Yeah, it's UNICEF. Scroll down to the bottom. Let's see if they have a fact line. I don't doubt those numbers. That's what it looks like. But I want to, it's World Bank numbers, but I want to actually pull up a mainstream news article because people won't believe that. I'm really trying now. So what I do is I always go from memory on issues, and I knew it was 15 million. I guess it's children, so there's even more adults. What is it, 5 to 7 million adults on then, I guess. So the total's over 20 mil. I mean, I know that number. I've seen it millions of times. Hundreds and hundreds of times. But I'm trying to focus myself to always double check everything. Double check everything. And everyone should do that because you need to actually see these numbers for yourself. You don't need to just hear Alex Jones talk about it and then just say, oh, so what? I'm an environmentalist. You know, cut off their resources. And that's how they sold the well-meaning liberals for the Copenhagen Treaty, or tried to sell them, was, oh, we're going to help everybody. You know, we're going to take money from the West and give it to the third world. It was actually the opposite. It's giving it all to the banks. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1086.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1116.70, $558.35 for a half ounce, and $279.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $1116.70, $558.35, and $279.17.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never look into your eyes.
I love looking into people's eyes. Windows to the soul.
Can you picture what will be?
Okay. Okay, Reverend James Manning, always fiery, always powerful, joining us in the next segment. Some of the giant stacks of news I haven't gotten to yet. Iraq littered with high levels of nuclear and waste and dioxin contamination study finds. Depleted uranium among poisons revealed. They have had more than a quadrupling of birth defects in Iraq in all the areas where DU was used. The troops are coming back. That even happened in the first Gulf War, having massive birth defects in their children, massive lung problems. And until the early 1990s, the Army reports, in fact, I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky back on, guys, because he wrote the Army manual on it. He got sick from it. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was deadly in the 50s, but they wanted to get rid of the nuclear spent fuel rods. And so they're now serving it out, even not just in tank ammo, Sabos fired from the Abrams, or Warthog A-10 Vulcan guns. That's what it's called, the big Gatling gun. It's now basically being served out, 50 cal, you name it, into smaller ammunition and being used everywhere and being used in more than 10 proving grounds we've identified here in the United States. I mean, it is mega poisonous, mega radioactive, and the particles are so small, when it gets in your lungs, it just keeps devastating DNA. And we've got that report I'm going to be going over. An amazing constitutional lawyer we're working on getting on the show. The video's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Went into the Denver, well, it's the county there that Denver is located in, went into the naked body scanner they've got to go in the courthouse. He's a lawyer who has cases to try there, and they just said, no, you're not coming in. You're going to be recorded. We're going to scan your naked body. But the good news is, clearly, there's going to be a lawsuit. And they're trying to put these in all over the country. I've seen reports of California, Texas moving to get them, and mobile vans in England and herding you onto it and scanning your body. And I'm going to take the time out this week. I've got to do it to get the contest rules written up and get those posted and get that contest going. Because I've already seen a lot of people with contest submissions for the best video exposing the naked body scanners and the best flyer posted and the best video of that. We got Mark Dice coming up Thursday. I can't wait, going out and showing the majority of people in San Diego saying, yes, ban free speech, ban people's right to speak, ban people's right to criticize Obama. I mean, and again, I saw Republicans acting like this for George Bush, and now Democrats doing it for Obama. They think because it's their team winning, you know, that they're still going to have their free speech, but you're not going to have yours. That's not how this works. And you've got this widening chasm in society where either people are getting more awake, more concerned, more informed, more involved, or they're just getting more and more basted and marinated in tyranny. They are just slogging and sinking into it. They are just absolutely giving in to everything. Oh, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. GMO food's good. Fluoride's good. I was talking to a reporter this morning, and I said, I'm going to send you a bunch of documents from the union of the EPA, the union itself saying, take it out of the water. It's deadly, bone cancer, all this other stuff. And the guy just didn't believe me. I couldn't get through to him. He just kind of laughed and said, no, I think it's, you know, good for people's dental care. And I was just, you can't, they think we're lying. They think it's not true. They think, and they've got children, they've got wives, they've got husbands. I mean, I've had so many reporters on the phone, in magazine, newspaper, website interviews, and radio interviews, and they just laugh at me. If you just do the research, you'd find out how deadly fluoride is. But see, oh, it's societally kooky to say you're against it. Because there's a Dr. Strangelove movie by Stanley Kubrick. I mean, every reporter, every one of them, brings that up to me. Every stinking one of them brings up Dr. Strangelove and laughs at me. And I know I'm right. I mean, I know it's a fact. I know that it's bad. We know that Monsanto knows that their corn is killing lab rats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are simulcasting this syndicated radio transmission right now. We just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a four-hour radio show every day if you're a new listener or viewer. And we always, in the third and fourth hour, simulcast. But a lot of days we do the first, second, third, and fourth. Many days we do the second, third, and fourth. But today we're doing 2.5 hours of the radio show simulcasted at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We allow six people to simultaneously with the same passcode sign on. And so you can share it with a few of your friends and family. If they give it out to too many people, though, and six people are logged on with the same passcode at the same time streaming and downloading videos, it'll lock you out until one of the people gets off. But as long as we can finance it, we do want people to be able to share the information. I mean, if I could, I would just give PrisonPlanet.tv out for free. But we finance the radio show, the films, a lot of what we do from the members of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we post them there in the highest quality. We post them there first. The day we start shipping a new film out on DVD, it's available first at PrisonPlanet.tv. We simulcast the radio show there with the document cam, the video clips, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to encourage people, if you want to financially support what we're doing, to do that. Last night when I was out at the protest, a lady gave me a large donation, and I gave it to my crew. I hope that's okay with her, but it really touched my heart she did that. We don't really generally, maybe once a year, we'll do a drive and ask for donations. That's a listener idea. We've done that 2 years, and that's really helped our operations and given us the confidence to expand. But the big way to donate and support us is buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts that are all massively discounted at Infowars.com or getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Now, for the balance of the hour, we are joined by Pastor David Manning of Otla.org, Otla World Church, there in New York City, there in Harlem. And Reverend Manning has, again, tens of millions of views online. National television has covered him ad nauseum, attacked him. He got a visit, what was it, a month and a half ago or so?
November.
Back in November by the, boy, time flies, by the 2 months ago, by the Secret Service, and saying they were also CIA with New York police. So I wanted to get caught up to speed on what happened there, because you were expecting to be arrested, but thank God that hasn't happened yet because you're so visible. But a recap, what happened there and any new developments, Reverend Manning.
Well, they did come on the 16th of November. And by the way, thank you, Alex, for having me on your broadcast today. It's a real, real pleasure and honor. They were here on the 16th of November. They unannounced. They kind of burst in on me. I had no idea they were coming, could not be prepared for them. But they came up, CIA, Secret Service, Homeland Security, and New York City Community Services Police. Now, that's a nice way of saying riot control, crowd control, police department. They came into my study where I was, happened to have been doing business at the time. And, of course, they asked me about the question that stated something that I had stated to kill the president. Well, I explained to them, and they were very well aware of the fact that what I stated was that I believe Obama is an illegal alien, that he should be put on trial for treason, found guilty, and executed. That's exactly what I said, and they were taking it from a quote that I posted up on YouTube. And I explained that to them. Of course, I also explained that I didn't have anything to say to them if I was not under arrest. And so they left. Now, of course, there's a bit more detail, but I've explained this once, and I thought I'd just kind of – I have since that time sent a letter, an official letter to Janet Napolitano, complaining about that intrusion by her Homeland Security group. I've sent a letter to New York City Police Department as well. None of them have responded, but I'm asking for answers. Why did they come? Obviously, they know – that I have the constitutional right to speak out, and not only that, but the Constitution does call for execution when found guilty of treason in America. So I suspect that their reasons for coming were more nefarious, or at the very least, they wanted to intimidate me in their presence and their visit. But I haven't heard anything from any of them since then.
Reverend Manning, I mean, I think you're a good guy. I like you, and I think you have a lot of courage. Me personally, I think Obama is just a powerful puppet of the New World Order to give left cover to new wars and police state and banker bailouts. But I also expose Bush as a puppet. I mean, I think that if Obama got arrested and tried for treason, I mean, it's all the power backers that back him. That would turn him into some type of hero and some type of victim I mean, that makes it all about the president. But I guess from your research, you think Obama is really running the show?
Well, no. I think I agree with you in as much as that he is indeed a puppet. There's no doubt about that. And there are those who pull the string. From my point of view, I suspect that someone has to start being accountable at some point and at some level. And he is visible. Of course, those who pull the strings, those who have been pulling the strings, I completely agree with you regarding George Bush. I don't think that Obama could be president without George Bush. I think George Bush and John McCain handed Obama the presidency because of the pulling of the strings from higher up and from various organizations that have been pulling strings for quite some time. No doubt about that. However, in my view, I think Obama needs to be brought held accountable, and like Abdullah Öcalan, maybe he'll start talking on those who actually put him up to put the explosives in his underwear. Maybe Obama will tell us who put the explosives in his underwear. But I also think that Obama, in a large sense, Alex, has spiritually evil, and that needs to be rectified as well.
What are you saying? I mean, give us the bill of particulars. What is the treason Obama's committing? The banks robbing us, letting Geithner and others keep the money for themselves, keeping it secret, lying about what the health care plan really did, unconstitutional, launching new wars, going into Pakistan.
All of that is a part of what he is doing may not necessarily be considered treason, because there are certain mandates constitutionally, executive privileges and power and congressional powers legislatively, that he is able, and as the commander-in-chief, that he's able to do those things. You may be able to bring a moral case against him for the wars that he has continued. But the banking idea, the bailout for the banks, you can bring a moral argument against that, against him as well. My specific treason charges are simple. It's the fact that he is not a U.S. citizen constitutionally eligible to hold the office, that he does not fit the constitutional bill of Section 2, Article 1, Article 2, rather, Section A of the Constitution to actually serve as U.S. president. There's a lot of information floating around and questions floating around that are just absolutely unprecedented and unreasonably answers being withheld regarding his birth. But I've got something else, Alex, I want to talk to you about as well with respect to his education at Columbia University, or the alleged education at Columbia University. But it is the fact that he is constitutionally ineligible that makes him a treasonous target.
Well, there's also the treason trying to hand us over at Copenhagen to United Nations control and to give part of our GDP and other forms of taxes to the IMF and World Bank. I mean, if that isn't treason, I don't know what is.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons why I keep following your reports on where our world is going and who's actually calling the shots. It appeared that the Copenhagen world climate change, a global warming event, seem to have fizzled. I don't think so. I would never think that those people are as powerful as they are would allow it to have fizzled. They're regrouping for whatever reason. But it appeared to me that Obama was poised to hand over America's sovereignty to a world government, and exchange. Perhaps they would give him a major world leadership position. That's what appeared to me that was going on. And I still think it's in the works.
Oh, they clearly already, I mean, he's the first U.S. president to become the chair of the U.N. Security Council.
Absolutely.
That clearly violates the Constitution. We give the article sections in Fall of the Republic. And clearly he's trying to cede authority unconstitutionally, and then that is the definition of treason, is to swear an oath
and then
sell your country out to foreign interest.
No, you're absolutely right about that, no doubt about that. And that's perhaps a more grievous one, because then the insidiousness of actually doing that and conspiring with other nations. So he would have to have started on this process then quite some time ago, not during the election cycle. But this, and those who are pulling the strings on his presidency and him as a puppet would have had to have thought about this years ago more than just recently.
Absolutely. Expanding along those lines, Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year into office in history. And he got that record 8 months in, but it continues to slide at record levels. I mean, he's plunging in free fall right now, and everything he's doing is falling apart, but he doesn't care. And now he has announced, and his former head of cybersecurity resigned and said the Pentagon is covertly taking over the internet. And then Obama came out, it was CNET News, you name it, and said we may shut the web down to protect it, and we are feeding everything through these NSA hubs now. I mean, that's treason against the Constitution and dwarfs George Bush's illegal spying. But again, it's just the progression of these puppets carrying out this agenda. And I remember you a year ago saying that the government and Obama were going to go after free speech. And now Cass Sunstein, the regulation czar, is telling all the federal agencies that they want to, quote, ban conspiracy theory. And they say that means criticizing global warming. Europe wants to do that. I mean, this is, it really is shocking that they don't care if the people are waking up to them. They don't care if it's obviously criminal. They don't, they're so outrageous. I'm even blown away. I mean,
you're right. You first started this segment. We're talking about his popularity ratings are in the toilet, if you will, and going deeper. And but Alice, I have to tell you, I don't believe he cares about his ratings right now. I think there has been such a conspiracy to control this nation and other nations.
No, you're right. I mean, he's on a mission. They are sprinting for the finish line.
Right, right. So his popularity is not an issue with him. It may be an issue with someone who's naive about what's happening, but not with him. They are in control, and they're gonna shut down. I know that I'm tapped. I know that I'm listened to with everything. I think the reason why, and I didn't make that clear earlier, that the Secret Service came to visit me, they wanted me to know, you're being watched, boy, and we've got you on our line. And everything you say and do, we're monitoring. I think they wanted me to know that. And they're doing that with a whole lot of people.
And it's completely unconstitutional, and it's outrageous. I mean, you've always called for nonviolence, and you're not calling for any violence against anybody. You're simply saying this is treason.
Absolutely. And I think the American people need to wake up. We still have a slither of a chance to regain this nation. And we can go after the Illuminati's, we can go after the Bilderbergs, we can go after the power sources that are controlling our planet right now. We can go after them if we wake up, but if we don't, once they see, I think right now the internet is perhaps the most powerful tool that can be used to stop what's happening on our, in our nation.
And we better appreciate it, and we better use it right now while we still got it.
We certainly better. But, you know, waking up the American people is a major task, as I'm sure you are very much aware of. We're going to need the support of the awakeness of the American people.
Do you know who Mark Dice is?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I believe the headline is, what's our headline on our article about that? Mark Dice, what's the headline? Clueless in California, Mark Dice gets people to sign petition to ban the First Amendment. And he said, we want to ban free speech, ban people's right to criticize Obama in any way. And the majority of them signed the petition and read it and signed it. I mean, now that's Southern California, but that is zombie-like. I mean, that is the opposite of freedom. These people are dangerous.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's only going to get worse. And then you've got what I refer to as the dunghead media, others refer to them as mainstream media, who also are part of this process, whether or not they're being paid or whether or not they're being given political power. But they're promoting this ban on criticizing Obama as well. And in fact, Alex, during the campaign, when Obama issued a decree that his name Hussein should not be used, that was a form of banning free speech. And don't you know that the news media and others just stopped using the name?
Okay. Well, it's worse than that. In Vermont, of all places, in Illinois, in Missouri, and we have clips of it in Fall of the Republic, Dr. Manning, and I don't know if you've seen the film, I should send you a copy, where they said we're truth squads and that state officials and local DAs were on TV saying, if you lie about Obama, we're going to indict you. Not Obama can sue you if it's proven to be a lie later. They said, if we see ads questioning him, and they said, he's a Christian, he wants to cut your taxes, and that's a quote, and if you disagree with that, you're going to go to jail. They really were testing to see if they can just say, sit down and shut up. And people need to take this seriously. These people mean business.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Perhaps more so than the average person can fathom, and that's one of the reasons why people are still awake. Yeah, I'm aware of Fall of the Republic, and I'm aware of that statement. They not only mean business, Alex, but they're in control. They're riding this wave of power that they have, and they are not intimidated. I mean, who are you going to send to stop them? You know? I mean, who are you going to call the Marines and tell them to go after these people? Who are you going to send?
Well, that's the issue, is that you're right. They know they've got power. They don't care. They're robbing us. They're setting up a police state. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, I think there is, as you stated, the internet is a powerful tool right now. They can be at least stopped with the power of the internet, but used effectively. You cannot depend on the regular sources of dispensing information to do so. But again, it's going to take an awakening of the American people. But if you, the article you just referred to regarding people signing a petition stating that they are in agreement with any criticism of Obama, that should not happen, then it shows you the fact how people's minds are so controlled at present that they wouldn't allow themselves to be constitutionally castrated, if you will.
It's stunning. Stay there. Reverend Manning, we're going to give you his website and more. He, of course, has a radio show as well on the other side of this quick break. He has a lot of courage. You've got to admire that. We're going to come back after this break with Reverend Manning. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through Ready Made Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin.
All right, here's the deal. Reverend Manning's going to be with us 30 minutes into the next hour. You'll get a chance to talk to him, and I'm going to news blitz, play a bunch of audio and video clips, and break down a whole bunch of really important news we haven't gotten to yet. I've spoken some about it, but I want to spend more time about the Supreme Court ruling. I wanted to actually go read the ruling. And it's as I thought. It lets corporations give all the money they want, but it appears that the limitations, because they write these vague so they can expand their power, are still on private individuals giving money, but not on corporations. I mean, this is a perfect storm of evil. That is coming up, the latest on Haiti. But now listen, every time I have a special guest on and I say it's specifically for questions for them, people call in about anything but. we do this maybe once or twice a week. I say, for this guest, if you want to talk to them, specifically questions about what they're doing or questions to them, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll have open phones later on whatever issues you want to talk about. But right now it's for Reverend Manning. Reverend Manning, looking at this country and all the lies, and we really got 20-plus percent unemployment. They say it's 10.2. They tell us the economy is getting better when it's clearly getting worse. They are just openly attacking the Second Amendment on every front while then saying we don't want your guns, but then all these White House czars say they want a total ban on guns. All these White House czars openly saying they like Mao, but they're not communists. They're just a bunch of crooks. I mean, and then meanwhile, you're getting demonized in the media calling this treason, but you are seeing an awakening out there. Are you worried, though, that Republicans are co-opting the Tea Parties and basically defanging them?
Let me ask you a last question first. I am convinced that the Tea Party is controlled opposition, perhaps more conspiratorial than the puppet masters that are pulling Obama's string. I mean, it is horrendous to watch Americans go down the primrose path of thinking somehow or another the Tea Party group is going to change Washington in any way whatsoever. But the other thing I think that I'm also noticing in America, and a lot of criticism has been leveled at me, that I am a person that's advocating overthrow the government through violent means. Of course, the Constitution does provide, under the right circumstances, to overthrow tyranny.
Declaration of Independence, sure.
Yes, but a number, because I have been stating that I sense in America that a number of people feel that they have been pushed to the limits of their sense of being an American. They've been pushed to the limits. Their freedoms are being curtailed, if not being taken completely, and being marginalized. Big business is being given the slogan "too big to fail," while poor people are failing, or everyday working people are failing and being foreclosed. And I've been stating that the only way that we can clean house, not only must we remove Obama, but we must remove the power system and the structure that allows him to function, and the puppet masters. And that requires a revolution. I mean, it isn't just about moving Obama. You take out George Bush and put in Obama, and you've got the same problems going on. You take out Obama and put in anybody else, unless the entire system is clean. And that takes a revolution. And people have stated, well, I'm advocating violence, that, you know, I'm about a violent spirit. And therefore, people like the Tea Party people who come in, I was invited to speak at the Tea Party event on 9/12 in Washington, D.C., and a couple of weeks before the event, they called me up and canceled me and stated that I'm too incendiary, I'm too fiery, that I'm advocating violence and overthrow of the government, and on and on and on they went. But that's where we are with that process right now. But the truth of the matter is, America must be clean. There must be a revolution in this nation, Alex. Otherwise,
well, but the question is, what type of revolution?
Well,
I mean, there's no doubt there's been a globalist revolution overthrowing our republic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.